still remain? Did I live for what was right? Did I live this life in vain? A simulated lie, just a spark that's sure to fade. Then I start to wonder why I couldn't see the apparition from the start. Like a counterfeit, I've had enough of this. I'm off the dream and it led me down. So I wanna take a risk, I wanna learn to live, to find the one thing that can't be so.
Welcome to Midnight Margaritas. I'm Sky. The time is 22:11 and it is December 21st, the winter solstice. also known as Yule, and I'm going to talk about all those things tonight. And we also have this special conjunction that happened today at 8:22 this morning between Saturn and Jupiter, and we're also going to throw Pluto into that mix too. It's not as close to the other two planets, but it does have an effect on the energy that all this brings to us today. With everything that's going on in the world, I really thought it was important to talk about this. I know it's coming to you a little late, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it now. The energy is still there. It's residual from it. If you want to harness it in a meditation, it's still available to that. But let's talk about, first of all, this is the solstice, which means it is the longest night of the year. Typically in magical practices and magical arts, in a dark moon, you do dark magic. And I'm letting you know this because it's important about this day in particular, being the solstice and the darkest night or day or whatever you want to call it, shortest day, darkest night, longest night. This is a time where the evil cabal, who is controlling our planet and our society and our human race right now, they know this and they do rituals on these events. I've heard a lot of different thoughts on a lot of different numbers on this planetary alignment, and I'm not an astronomer and I'm not an astrologer. I'm just going to give you the information that I have and what makes sense to me. I've heard people say that this hasn't happened in 400 years. I've heard people say 800 years. I've heard people say 900 years. All I can tell you is it's been a very long time since this event has occurred, and it probably has never occurred in the way it's occurring right now. And I say that because I think, you know, there's a moment in time where that's it. That's the moment. There's only one moment. And you seize that moment, carpe diem, right? Seize the day. So I'm sure all of the events and everything, the alignments and the energies and everything were not the same when these lined up last time. It's a beautiful time to be here. Beautiful energy. The solstice in Yule is all about, it comes from pagan holidays originally, and Yule is honoring the energies of the sun, or the god in this sense, where the sun is coming back to the planet, so you welcome the sun back to us, back to human, back to the planet Earth. And you know, it was this struggle between dark and light, and the light wins out. And this is very important because of the planets that are aligning right now. So let's talk about that, get into that a little bit. You have Jupiter and Saturn, which are conjunct together. And this brings really interesting energy, but you also, Pluto is aligned with them as well. And the energy that Pluto brings is illuminating the dark truths. This is the energy that the planet Pluto brings to this. It's basically the veil is being lifted and from society, and the truths are being revealed. So this is important, and nobody's talking about this piece to it. Everybody's talking about the energy between Jupiter and Saturn, and that's a whole different thing when you add Pluto to it, because it is all about illumination. It's all about bringing the light back, and that's exactly what Pluto is doing, not only welcoming the sun back to the Earth, but also lifting the veil on all the lies and the deception, allowing the truth to be shown, and, you know, giving that gift to society right now. If we use this in the way that, you know, we can benefit from it, harness those energies, meditate on them, focus on bringing, you know, the truth to light, focus on lifting your vibration into the light. And then you have Jupiter. Jupiter is really cool right now. It enables us to envision a better future. It's or the ability to create a new future. It casts out the old in society and leaves a sense of positivity. It's also, you know, you can think of it as breaking free from the chains that bind us to the lies and the deception. So we're breaking those chains, and with Pluto illuminating, bringing light to things, we see the truth, and it's allowing us to break free from all of the negative, you know, evil that's been anchoring us in and holding us in timelines and in this negative place, and, you know, keeping us from our evolution and coming into our own power. This is a time when we can harness that and allow that, those shackles to be thrown off of us. So that's the good part of it. The other side of that is, again, we, you know, I just mentioned that the elite, the evil cabal, they use these times to cast their black magic over us, and, you know, try to entrap us and enslave us with their evil doings. And the negative side to this is it would allow them to basically, you know, harness that energy to grab more hold on us and anchor us into their new world order that they want us to be part of, you know, and they want to create, or they are creating, so to speak. So that's what the downside to that energy would be. See, Pluto's energy typically is all about what goes on in the darkness. But everything is in the sign of Capricorn right now, and that's where it sheds light on the darkness, and it's about rebirth. And then you add Jupiter to that energy, where it's allowing, you know, allowing us to decide, once we see the truth, you know, decide whether we want to remain shackled in, and or if we want to cast off those bonds, those that bind us into the negativity. Now, when you add Saturn to that, Saturn allows you to envision the future, the ability to restructure the future. It gives you that power and that energy to restructure things, to decide, you know, okay, you got an idea of what you want it to look like. Well, this actually brings the sense of congruency to it, being able to say, okay, I want a new future. I want a better future. I want to ascend. I want to be more connected to the light, more connected to the universe and God. And I'm going to walk in the light. I'm going to walk my truth and speak my truth. And you can create the world that you want if you harness the Saturn energy with this. Now, again, on the downside of this, that aids a lot of power and kick to the darker magic in this that is being harnessed by the cabal. So we have a choice. We can sit back and allow all this to happen and, you know, play right into them. And you know, most of us who are awake and aware of this, we're going to continue to fight and struggle through it. But if you harness this energy tonight and over the next couple of days, you'll still have the residual energy that you can tap into and channel. And it's beautiful. I did a meditation last night, catching it on the upside of this, and it was really intense. It was beautiful, high vibration. I just held that in my heart chakra and basically sent it back out into the planet and visualized my heart chakra going into the planet, filling it with beautiful, loving, healing vibrations. And it's just amazing. It's a great time. It's a great energy to work with and play with. It's fun. It's exciting. You can feel it. And you can create whatever it is you want to create. So just know that the more and more people that understand this and know it and get it, you can work with that. And think about, all the other thousands of people, millions of people out there on the planet that are doing the same thing at the same time, working with those beautiful energies and harnessing it and creating a new world for ourselves and a better world, unveiling, the truth so we can move away from the lies and the deception. And that's pretty much my message tonight. I wanted to talk about that and, get that out. And again, I'm sorry it took me so long to get the episode published this time around, and it's a quick one. But I wanted to give you a message going into the holidays and whatever you believe in. Just, know that there is peace and love out there, and there are people that, we're all human. Be kind to each other. Happiness, peace, love, joy. Embrace it. Embrace the children. They're our future. We're here for them. We need to pave the way. We need to create a better future for them. Let's go into the holiday, really amped up about that. I know there's a lot of things going on with Trump right now, and I feel like we're all just sitting back kind of waiting for something to happen. And I also trust that things will be revealed to us in the next few days, and things will start to happen. And I believe in my heart that it's going to be good, whatever the outcome may be. I do believe that it's for the good of all of us and the human race. I'm still holding space and energy in that correct timeline for the good of all in humanity. So, I hope you have a great holiday season. Stay in love and light, and we'll probably be back in a couple of weeks after the holidays. So enjoy your families. And yeah, I guess that's all I got tonight. Thanks for listening. Take what resonates with you and leave the rest behind. And I'll see you on the flip side. Peace and love. Over and out.